Hey, everybody. Right now, you're listening to the Big D Zone on BBS Radio. And right now, my friend Taro Jackson and Sister Lisa Christian is going to start us off. And here is Taro and her Sister Lisa.
Hey, Big D, how are you, man? Good to be back.
Oh, man, I missed being on the air for the past couple of weeks. And you and Sister Lisa have done a wonderful, wonderful job while I was able to be on the air that Friday.
Well, we were so honored, wasn't we, Lisa?
Yes.
We're going to take over. We're still going to take over.
That's right. And y'all can take over anytime y'all like, because y'all did an excellent, excellent job.
Thank you.
All right,
well,
so,
what are we going to do?
Tyrone and Sister Lisa are going to interview your host of the Big D Zone. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, here is the star of Tyrone Jackson's breakthrough, Tyrone Jackson and co-host Sister Lisa Christian.
You are phenomenal, man. You are phenomenal. That is one of the hottest introductions that me and Lisa got. That's our really first one we got together from you. Oh, my God. You make me want to jump up and down.
Yeah, he has the voice for radio.
You know, he sure does, don't he?
Yep, Lisa, he has the voice
for
radio.
He has the voice for radio. Well, Lisa, you know, we cool like that, so I always let the ladies start off, so... Do your thing, girl.
Well, Deshaun, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
I guess it's time for me to wake up, huh?
Because
you know around this time, you know, my body be like, okay, time to go to bed. But I'm going to save up for this.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Well, actually, the day that y'all was on the air... Y'all kind of ripping, raring to go that day.
Yeah, but I was the same way that day, but I guess the Lord gave me some energy and woke me up. I don't know what happened.
Sure
I had a reboost or something. I had a reboost or something.
Well, have another boost.
Yeah, I've been getting a boost of energy.
So Deshaun, can you just tell, I know some of the viewers probably know about Deshaun, but can you just give us a brief summary of who Deshaun Porter, right? Porter is. Just a brief summary.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I am an actor. I was in the movie called Special Needs, which is out on DVD. You can get it online at BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and also... Now, Special Needs is on Netflix.com. It's actually on Netflix, so you could actually rent it. I am very proud to be in the movie. And I was playing something similar to American Idol. I was a contestant, except for the fact that I have a disability. All the contestants have disabilities on the show, which is called Handicapped. So, not to give anything away, we want you to go ahead and see the DVD. So, for more information, you could also go on my website at www.bigdradio.com. Also, I am a singer-songwriter, and I'm going to be making a CD out pretty soon, with the legendary Reverend Peter Winstead of the Fellowship Empowerment Center. And it's going to be a great CD. It's going to be R&B and gospel and also poetry. Yes, that's right. Prince Big D is thinking outside the box. And recently I just got into poetry. I was a contestant at the McDonald's Gospel Fest 2005. Originally, You Are Not Alone was a song. And they liked it so much as a poem, they entered it into a poem. And I had listened to Tyrone, how Tyrone does his poem, and he also encouraged me. So, Tyrone, Brother Tyrone, I would like to thank you for keeping encouraging me to do my best whenever I do, especially poems like these and other poems that I would like to be doing in the near future. And I just got recognized by the International Library of Poetry for my poem, Are You the One? And they're going to be featuring the poem in Immortal Verses. That should be coming out real soon. I was kind of surprised when I got the letter. I just got the letter yesterday, and I was really shocked that they recognized my poem, Are You the One?
I like that one too, because I was going to ask you about that when you wrote it. That was a nice one. Are You the One? Your poetry.
Thank you. I mean, really what brought that poem out is me and Tyrone was in Albany, New York, and I was asleep one night, and
you had a dream.
Some words came up in my dream, because I was really, really into trying to find the lady of my life, and the words came out, Are You the One? I may do it on the show, but the words came out, Are You the One? And I was like, Are You the One? I was like, I haven't even found the one yet. And it just said, Are You the One? And next thing you know, I have a poem, and I've done it a couple of times, and then I entered it in this contest. Who would have thought that Are You the One, a poem dedicated to looking for somebody, is ended up going to be published in Immortal Verses? I mean, words can't describe how shocked I am. Now, in fact, Tyrone and Sister Lisa, I'm actually going to bring you the letter on Sunday so you can see. And I'm actually being entered into a contest.
Yeah, I went to that.
So I am very excited and very shocked.
I know,
so,
but I entered into that too a couple of years ago. Yeah, and they accepted mine too. But only thing with that, I had to shorten the poetry. That's the only reason why I didn't like about that, because you know you have to. Because my poetry is all long, so they, you know, you have to break them down, and you know, so then I had to change it around a little bit just to see what they did. They accepted it and stuff, but. But you know, I congratulate you, and you just keep pressing on, you know.
Wow! Thank you so very much.
And one other question, was radio always something that you wanted to do?
It was added on after, originally I was listening to other radio shows, and then, especially to my low place, we used to have a station here in New York called Free FM. It was an all-comedy talk station. They had different shows like The Doghouse with Davey and Elvis, Nick DiPaolo Show, The Radio Chick, all these different shows into one station. So I was listening to the comedy because most of the time I need to laugh. But we all need to laugh. Laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went on their show, and I entered the contest, their talent contest, and I sang the song called Our Wedding Day. And
oh, okay. I know that song.
I'm sorry?
I heard that song.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I came in second in the talent show. So next thing I know, I was listening to the show, and I guess I was running around. And all of a sudden, I heard my name telling me to call the show. And I was so shocked that they wanted me to be a part of the show. So I was a guest co-host on Fridays every now and then. Last year. And so as time went on, as I kept doing the show, I was like, well, gee, maybe I may have a future in the radio. And so it wasn't before while we were fighting freedom of speech that most of us got together. Most of the people who were fans of The Doghouse got together to do our own radio show. And I wanted to do a podcast for different independent artists, such as what we're doing now. And I had to stop for a while because I was homeless, and that's the reason why I wasn't able to go further with the show. But I'm back, and I'm not letting nothing stop me from doing what I love to do.
Amen.
And also, I'm going to go back on college radio right here, where I am at AJIT. So, yeah, radio got to be my other passion later on. And it started with the Doghouse. I would like to actually thank Davey and Elvis for actually inspiring me. So actually, I got two inspirations, Tyrone Jackson from his poetry, and also Davey and Elvis, who inspired me to do radio. I also have other personalities that I like to thank for inspiring me, such as Michael Bazin. I love to listen to Michael Bazin and his show, because he talks about a lot of topics. He talks a lot of topics, and he also talks about the election, which is important. So I'd really like to thank everybody who has encouraged me to keep doing what I'm doing right now. Because if it wasn't for people like you, man, we wouldn't be here where we are right now on BBS Radio. So at BBS Radio, thank you so much for putting the BC Zone on the map on a very good radio station such as bbsradio.com. Thank you so very much, and I'm looking forward to doing more and more radio stations and more radio shows. I mean, I'm just so excited about what's going to come and what's going to happen as far as, you know, entertainment career. So anybody I want to ask another question before I burst into excitement, you know, I'm all open.
So audience, everybody that's listening who don't have disabilities or whatever, we have no excuse for not making it in life. Here's this brother. He say he has a disability, but he is pressing toward his goal, his future. And for all of us that's out here sitting and complaining and mumbling, that's because we ain't getting up and we ain't putting no faith to our walk. We got to get up and do something. He ain't going to come knock on your door. You got to get out there. And I commend you, Brother Porter, for sharing that with us, because we sit here and complain about what we can't do, and ain't never, you understand what I'm saying? We have no excuse. We have no excuse why we can't make it. We can't make it because of us. We can't blame nobody else.
That's right.
We have to take responsibilities for our own life, for our own actions, because we ain't doing nothing. It ain't because of somebody else. We have to look ourselves in the mirror and point the finger at ourselves. Because of what you just shared with us and how you are making it and God is bringing you through is because what it says, God bless the child that has his own. And God, what's the other saying they always say? I forgot the other saying, but it's true. God bless, you know, he's going to bless you. God bless those who seek him, who put their faith and trust in him, and he would do the rest. We won't get up and do nothing. We always do is sit and complain. Shoulda, coulda, my mama did it, my mama did it. No. If you're old enough to make your own decision, look, you get out there and you make something out of your life. You get up and do something. Just ask the Lord to connect you to the right people to help you push forward. You know, not negative people, but positive people. Always keep positive people in your life to help you make it. And I thank you for sharing that with us. And you keep doing what you do. Don't let nobody stop you or tell you any different, because you can be any good thing you want to be. And I thank you for sharing that.
Wow. And Sister Lisa, I want to thank you, because when I went to the testimony Bible study service on what Tuesday night, you also said to keep on going and keep on doing what I'm doing. And a lot of times I feel forgotten because of other places and places not, I want to do something and they said, you know, I have to wait my turn. But no, there's so much stuff, there's so much artistry in me that I'm ready to take it now. I mean, I was just ready. So I just like to thank not only everybody here on PBS Radio, but you and Sister Lisa and Reverend Peter Winston. I mean, I'm so overwhelmed by just the thought of being an entertainer is one of my callings. And I thank God for that. I mean, I truly thank God for people encouraging me and God bringing people into my life. So I'm humbled by all this experience.
Yes, it's the best. What we're supposed to do, stay humble. Stay humble. That's the best thing to do is to stay humble and everything God, you know, do for as long as we remain humble and not get a big head, or else God is here to humble you for you. And you don't want him to do that. He'll bring you right down low, give you a wake-up call. You know, when he takes us to that level, you know, to better things in life, not for us to get snooty and be turning our nose up at people thinking we better because we made it. It's like, no, you go pull the next person up and you help them make it. It's about helping people, like they say, helping people every day. It's like helping somebody else make it, you know, and not just think so highly of yourself and it's just about you. No, you go pull somebody else up. And brothers and sisters, when that person comes gets you to pull you up, you know, don't reject them. You know, sometimes you got to humble yourself, shut your mouth, sit down, and listen to what people say sometimes. You know, because sometimes I don't want to listen. You know, sometimes we have to sit down, shut up, and listen. Learn and do. You know, so, you know, yeah, we have to remember to stay humble. And we'll be okay. So I pray for you that, you know, your spirit remains humble and everything that God takes you, wherever he's taking you, I pray that you remain humble.
Wow. Thank you so very much. And Tyrone, let me tell you, what I saw yesterday on Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough, I was amazed at the quality of the program that Breakthrough has. I mean, you know, even at the end when the music video was played, I mean, we was like we was on MTV. I mean, Brother Tyrone, you know what? You and Tyrone, you could have a definitely big show on a major network, and you know, you never even know what kind of gem that we have here. I mean, Breakthrough is a gem. You know, I mean, this is truly an accomplishment. And I know it's supposed to be biased people, but I would just definitely like to congratulate Tyrone with the 100th episode of Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. That is the show that went national that you had told me one day.
Yes, sir.
Wake up.
I mean, I just like to congratulate you on that because when I found that out, I was like, oh, man, because this is something, one of the visions that I had when I taught Tyrone how to do a television show. And one of the visions is the show to be national and maybe on a major cable network, and one of my visions is just came true, and there'll be more coming. I was like, you know something, entertainment world, this is one of the worlds that I belong in. So y'all, you and Lisa, you are doing an excellent job. And Lisa, welcome to the family. I want to say this on air. Sister Lisa has been a co-host for a couple of shows, and let me tell you, any television stations that listen to this radio station right now, you want to put Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough on your station. Why? Because I believe in Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough, Brother Tyrone believes in Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough, and now the brand new co-host, Sister Lisa Christian, also believes in Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. So we love doing the show, and we definitely want everybody to see Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. Hey, we're ready.
So, Brother Tyrone?
Yes,
all
my
yours.
Dear.
He all yours.
All mine.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
D.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big D.
Yes, I'm here.
You know, me and you have been friends for a long time. And to be serious, when I first met you, you was always the guy that was anxious to do whatever it takes to make it. And that's what you've been doing ever since I met you, and you're still doing it. And what I was thinking when I was at work, what kind of questions I was going to ask you, because sometimes I don't focus on what I'm supposed to be doing at work. Sometimes my mind does go to Breakthrough. and it goes to what I'm supposed to do tonight, which is interviewing you. And I was thinking, and I was having a flashback. Thank you, Reverend Winstead. I was having a flashback, and I was thinking about all the things that you accomplished. You've done radio, you've done television, and you go to New York City, you go to Philadelphia, you go to Texas, wherever you can go, and you always wander up finding people, and you never forget, not even one time, to forget about me and you being as brothers, and you always told people about the show. Even when we at church, ladies and gentlemen, we have to clean up after service. But Brother Deshaun do not want to clean up. Brother Deshaun wants to get people that are already coming to the fellowship to get them to know about what we are doing. And Deshaun, you've been doing that for the longest, man. I tip my hat off to you. But right now, I don't have a hat on, so I can't.
Well, you're crazy. I don't know. You might be sitting here with a hat on. You're one of your characters.
See,
we can't see you. You might have a hat on.
You don't put a tell nobody. But anyway, that's why I like working with you. I just love working with you. Anyway, let me get off of that case. Let me get back to DC. But like I said, Deshaun, you've been doing a lot, and you just never seem to amaze me. I was like, what is this cat doing now? But my question is to you, doing all of this, was this in your mind when you were young? When did you realize that you wanted to do all this entertainment things? When did you realize that that was Deshaun Porter's dream?
Wow. That, you know what? You know what? That's why you're going to be a top TV show, because you're not afraid to ask us the very tough questions. This is a very good question. Wow.
Hold up. It's like Jeopardy. No, go on.
Anyway, I have so many things that keep coming up to my heart. And, I mean, I guess different things motivate me from, wanting to do different things. And, you know, at least it keeps me out of trouble. And I just want to thank God for giving this to me because, you know, because of that, I haven't been in jail, thank God. And I have never touched drugs, thank God. See, this thing right here, this is what I'm addicted to. All this entertainment, political, coming to church. This is what I get high off. I mean, I thank God for putting this in front of me. Because without that, and with government, when I wanted to be a government, because I was so angry about the conditions going on in the country, and I was so angry about, living in poverty. You know, we was not meant to live in poverty. You know that, right? We're not meant to live in poverty. Oh, no. Mm-mm. So, I mean, somewhere down the line, I want to run for office, but a little bit later on in the show, I will be making an announcement, but I'm just going to do a little teaser there, too. So, just remind me about the announcement a little bit later. But, God just keeps putting it in front of me and says, okay, you could do this. And says, okay, I just take it and run with it. For example, frankly, when I first taught Tyrone how to do his own show, I mean, I am so proud of him, of how he followed directions and followed by teachers. He applied it. So now, I also know what it's like to teach other people. And I'm still in college. I just taught somebody who has a track record of being on television for 4 years straight. It's amazing. It's like I got an Emmy, a Grammy, Oscar, also teaching one person how to do a show for 4 years, and Dr. Albert Lewis, who is a pioneer in the gospel world, he watched his breakthrough. When I first learned that, I was like, I really didn't know what to say. And then when he showed up on our anniversary, Carol, you don't know the feeling that I felt, because when I taught you how to do this show, I always knew this show was going to do great things. And same thing with the Big D Zone. I know this radio show is going to do lots of great things for a lot of artists who very rarely am able to go on the radio, and they want a chance to perform. They want a chance to be interviewed. This is what the Big D Zone does. It gives the people a chance to be interviewed, the same way like Breakthrough. It gives a chance to be interviewed. So it's like my way of giving back, you know, giving back to the community.
Big D.
Yes.
Now, I am very proud of you also, man. I know you always giving me hand claps. You always giving me encouragement words. You always, you know, giving me that force to keep on doing what I'm doing. And I thank you for that. On a serious note, this is the serious side of Tyrone Jackson now. I'm telling you the truth, Sean. I thank you so much. And I'd like to thank you, Lisa, for joining in with the family and giving me the opportunity to work with you. And it's a privilege working with you. I have a good time working with you. And I have a good time working with Deshaun as well. We're going to do a lot of more great things. But my thing is, now, I'm going to tell everybody, just briefly, because this is supposed to be about you, Deshaun. But on a serious side, I was a person that was in school, and I had to go to a class called special ed. And they said that I had a learning disability, so I couldn't pick up quicker than everybody else in the class, you know, so I had to go to special ed and had to learn and I had to get special teaching. I call it special love, okay? So it's not a retarded class. It's just a class that takes a little bit more time helping students that need more help. And my mother would tell you, and if my grandmother was here, she would tell you I was an amazing child. I used to really go to school and throw chairs and cuss the teacher out and scare the students and all. But now look at me. And what I'm trying to say to Sean is they thought that I wasn't going to be anything. But now look what I'm doing. I have a television program. I got a special, you know, co-host. I ain't going to call her a special co-host. I'm going to call her the anointed co-host. And God is just blessing me to meet people and to get to know people more. I'm still getting to know people, meet people, still doing things. So what I'm saying is to you, Deshaun, in this interview, you are an incredible young man. You don't let your disability stop you either. You just keep on going and going and going. You are like the energizer battery that never dies. And I like that energy that you have about yourself. So besides me and besides, you know, anybody else, what else keeps Deshaun motivated for doing what he's doing?
Well, I'm going to be doing a lot more, definitely doing a lot more writing. Now, I haven't been, I got to warn you, I haven't had too much inspiration because, as you know, I'm going white hunting.
That's another story.
But anyway, I know once I get another inspiration, the next, you know, the next great poem or the next great song or whatever is going to come right out. Because as you know, as part of the music network ministry, I got to get ready to do an album like every 6 months. So I'm going to need that inspiration. I'm going to need that inspiration. But anyway, I'm going to definitely keep on writing and definitely go to more events and try to get more people to come on, not only this show, also on Breakthrough as well. And oh, yeah, I'm also going to be going into politics. Going into politics already because, you know, I mean, I have a lot of goals and a lot of vision, especially with the entertainment and politics. It's something that needs to have a Deshaun Porter, Prince Big D in. Because
That's right. We
are all different. And if we don't think outside the box, then what else is going to happen? I mean, you know, you never know. Something might be needed, and who knows, we could be the ones to fill the void. But while I'm at it, I'm going to say this. The next thing that you're going to hear is, ladies and gentlemen, the new governor of the state of New Jersey is Deshaun Porter, Prince Big D. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I am announcing that I will be running for the state house in Trenton, New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, let me just say, Lisa Christian will be running for vice president at the White House. God president,
all right.
I'm vice president. I'm God's running mate in November. Vote for God,
you know what?
I'm vice president.
You know what? I'll vote for you, and I also campaign for you as well.
Hey, in Jesus, this is the truth. In my book coming out,
I know, I'm
in November.
You know I'm messing with you. You know I'm messing with you.
Vote for God, Lisa, vice president, and the world will be changed the way it's supposed to be. And vote for Deshaun Porter,
right.
Governor. That's right. Speaking
That's
into
right.
existence.
That's right.
That's right.
I want a hot dog and a hamburger too.
You know what? I'll give you the whole store. How about that?
I don't know. I'm waiting on one of y'all to cook for me. Either Lisa or you, Deshaun. Somebody got to help me up. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You want some oodles and noodles?
Funny Lisa. Funny.
Or maybe oxtails in your face.
Smother with some butter. Mm.
What else, Lisa?
Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, if you run into Tyrone, better have some oxtails because he loves oxtails. There's something about oxtails that Tyrone loves. I mean, I know it's supposed to be getting no big D, but I mean, I am just so excited about everything that even went on even before this interview. But,
I think this whole thing just turned into celebrating everybody. We celebrating
you. Yeah.
They sure say he ain't selfish. He gonna celebrate everybody with him.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
That's right. That's right, Deshaun. Deshaun not selfish. He's about celebrating everybody. Right,
that's
Deshaun?
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, because all of us are important.
That's
you know?
Right. We all can make it. We all can be something and somebody.
I'm on the phone with three stars. We are all stars in this station.
That's right.
Hey, Big D.
Yes.
I like to do a little slipper dipper in the show this evening. My co-host, that which is on the other end, has a piece that she did on the upcoming show. I'm going to give y'all a little sneak taste of what my co-host can do. She could drop it like it's hot. I want her
not that type
to...
of drop it like it's hot.
No, you know what I mean. In the name of Jesus, okay?
Well, they don't know what you mean. Clarify it.
Okay, y'all. I put it in the better English version. She's going to drop it for the Lord. All right. Now, I would like to know, Big D, with your permission, because this is your show, I want to know, would you give Lisa Christian a chance to read her poem called I Am a Lady, and I love that poem. I really do.
Yeah, I love that poem, too, because when I heard it, when we were doing that filming, I was like, whoa, I was definitely blown away. So, yes, I would definitely love the opportunity for Lisa, Sister Lisa, to do that poem. Yes.
Oh, and one more thing. And I hope she got the paper with her about the young man.
Yeah.
All right, do your thing. You do your thing.
All right, here you go. This is titled, I Am a Lady, written by me, Lisa Christian. I've always been told you're such a lady. So when you look at me, you should smile, be proud, say wow, because I'm a lady. I may walk with a sway in my hips and sometimes a little twist in my lips and wrinkles in the middle of my forehead and sometimes wear my jeans a little tight, but it fits just right with class and dignity. But always remember that I am a lady. When you approach me, don't grope me, respect me, or I will reject thee. You may think that I'm not about anything because I flirt and won't give up the skirt. And you may think that I'm a waste of time. But have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning that I am a lady, a woman of virtue, possibilities, purpose, and power, destined to be all that God has created me to be? My future is so bright, I feel like singing. So when you see me, you should smile, be proud, and say, wow, because I'm a lady. My value is greater than rubies. I am a woman of class and pizzazz, not loose nor fast. I clothe myself in the essence of holiness and bathe in the heart of integrity. Yeah, because I'm a lady. The curves of my thighs are like precious jewels, and my love is better than wine. More tasteful, longer lasting with flavor. Yeah, that sweet smell and aroma. And the beauty that flows from my lips are like the flavor of honeydew that will bond with you always, making you want to sing that old hymn. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to do right. And my tongue is like the law of kindness, which gives attractive and exciting vitality, especially when combined with love. Yeah, because I'm a lady who is clear as the moon and shines as bright as the sun. I perceive that my merchandise is good and my light never goes out. Even in the midst of darkness, still I shine. So when you see me, you should smile, be proud, say wow, because I'm a lady. I wash my mouth with hyssop to make my words bebop. Yeah, make it rock with you all night, dance with you under the moonlight, watching the stars shine far from above. So when you see me, you should smile, be proud, and say, wow, because I'm a lady. Yeah, I'm a lady. Let me make love to your mind, penetrate your heart, and stimulate you with the intellect of my words and the softness of my voice, that soul passionate, like the sounds of sweet jazz and the blowing of the sexy saxophone. As you relax to the groove, as it puts you in the mood, just remember this one thing. You don't have to take your clothes off to have a good time. Get to know me and what's in my mind, and not with the imagination of getting the behind all the time. Get acquainted with the mind that purifies the heart, that gives love, that flows fresh from the summer breeze, as cool as the rushing water. Let that be your favorite memory. So when you see me, you should smile, be proud, and say, wow, because I'm a lady. Yeah, I'm a lady. Thank you. So I hope y'all enjoyed that.
Wow. You could say that over and over and over.
You know what? We're going to have to use that as a promo, like one of those promos that that the show does. He does, man, that is hot.
Lisa,
wow.
You're going to have to do that for the show without the paper, and I would like you to do that with a nice outfit on and the hat. And we want the ladies to see.
You know what? Not to get way ahead, but I would definitely love Sister Lisa to do that poem at my wedding when I get married, when I do find that one.
Because I'm going
to do that poem.
Because they're doing this on a debut, and all the women going to be dressed in gowns.
Will you stop telling everything and let people come and see it?
I want to see it. Because you said you want it done with me in a gown and a hat, and that's the time I'm going to be in a gown and hat, and I ain't going to be reading it. Somebody else is going to be reading it.
Oh.
I want you to read it.
I want you to do it for the show, but I want you to do it. I'm sorry.
That's just the first thing I'm disagreeing you on. I want you to do it, and that for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Thank you. I spoke my piece.
Wow.
Well, for everybody that's listening, if y'all would like to come and see it, it's on September 28th at 4 o'clock at 682 Park Avenue at the Fellowship Empowerment Center, the lower level of East Orange Charter School in East Orange, and enter through the parking lot. So if y'all want to see it, y'all can come out. They're doing the debut of my dancing, and this will be spoken. So if you would like to see it, you can come out and celebrate with me on that day.
Yes, please
come out, y'all.
Because y'all will be truly blessed. This woman is anointed. She is awesome. She does praise dance like no one has done before. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you've seen praise dancers, you've seen them, but you have not seen the anointed till you've seen Lisa Kristen. So bring your tails on down, come on and worship with us, and come and witness the Lisa right there, the Lisa in Jesus Christ experience. And you will be blessed.
Have some fun with it. You know, come on down. Have some fun.
Witness the experience. Witness it. And, Deshaun, I'm sorry, man. I'm having a good time.
That's all right.
I'm excited tonight. Well, if y'all want to watch Tyrone Jackson's breakthrough with Lisa Kristen, plus my director, my co-producer, and she's the assistant co-producer, you can watch Tyrone Jackson Breakthrough on every Thursday night at 11 p.m. to 12 midnight. Ooh. On Channel 19 in the city of North. And if you happen not to live in North and you live in Jersey City, well, you're lucky too, but you only get a half an hour of us over there. But you can watch us on Comcast cable on Channel 51 at 10:30 to 11. And that's Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough with Lisa Kristen. And if you want more information about Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough, you can reach me at www.bestbreakthroughtv.com. That again, if you want to reach myself or Lisa Kristen about Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough, and plus we're going to put my own boy, Sean Porter, in there, you can reach us at www.bestbreakthroughtv.com. I love this guy.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Can I say one thing? For all the ladies who want to come to my debut on September 28th, and if you feel that you are a lady, can you come with something elegant that you can take part in this? I will allow you to take part in this. My thing is just elegant. Wear a gown or, you know, a nice little, you know, nice, elegant dress. So and I will allow you to take part in this, the grand finale, dedicated to
Lisa.
The ladies. Yes.
Lisa. You don't mind Tiana comes to me.
No, Tiana got to stay home. I'm sorry. No.
Why?
No.
I said ladies.
I didn't say Shims, I said ladies.
Ooh.
I already know that jazz.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
I would like to, ladies and gentlemen, I'm ready to read the poem. The poem that is just going to be published in Immortal Verses. And I know we're having a good time, very good old time at this show. So we're going to make it more interesting. I'm going to do the exact same poem that is going to be published by the International Library of Poets. Now, in fact, you can enter their contest. Go to poetry.com. That is poetry.com. com. And Brother Tyrone, you need to enter the contest, because who knows? The polls that you do, hey, they could be puppies as well. So see if you can get it to a computer anywhere. Go to poetry.com. It's free. You never have to buy anything. I mean, they'll even publish your work for free. So just to know that your work is going to be published, I mean, it's an awesome film. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the poem, Are You the One? Stop. I want to get to know you. All about you. Are you the one? I am alone at night, even though I have lots of friends. But right now, what I am missing in my life is a good woman. Are you the one? Do not tell me a good woman is not what I need. I know who I am. I have a right to find true love, or that true love to find me. Are you the one? Yes, I have God on my life, but even he says it is not good for a man to be alone. So what are you doing tonight? Can I call you? Can I tell you how I feel? I am here now to let you know I am for real. Are you the one? I am looking for someone I can say I love you too, but there is something I need to know. Are you the one?
Are you the one?
Oh my God.
Are you the one? Are you the one? Yeah. Are you the one? Yeah.
Hey, stop.
So, ladies, are you the one? Are you the one?
Hey, are you the one that means a good man? Well, you can reach Prince Big D at www.BigDRadio.com. He needs a woman, and he needs her now. And if you're a clown, you stay in the circus. But he needs a good woman.
That's right. Man, I'm going to be definitely, when I get this CD going, I want to let everybody know that I'll be available for different parties to perform at different events, to definitely make a weekend out of it. Because the key is weekend, because I am in college, so right now I could probably perform on the weekend, like Fridays and Saturdays and some Sundays, because I got to hang with my family, the Fellowship, South Fellowship and Talmud Center. Brother Peter Wynn said, Dad, I love you. So this is a shout-out to all the people at the Fellowship and Talmud Center family. Mama Polite, man, you already know I love you. You've done great work, and great work with all performing, and everybody. I mean, lost the word, because the family, the Talmud Center, will keep you in love. And matter of fact, they will send love your way. So I am so excited to be a part of the Fellowship of Talmud Center. I just love you all, man. I mean, I can't help it, bro.
Hey, that's what we're all about.
Love you back.
And Talmud, matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, I have the person who actually, someone who introduced to a good thing, you know, you have people who introduce bad things, but someone who introduced a good thing, Carol Jackson is the one that introduced me to family, the Fellowship of Talmud Center. So, I mean, literally, if it wasn't for Carol introducing me to the Fellowship of Talmud Center, like when I got homeless, if I wasn't a part of the Fellowship of Talmud Center, we wouldn't be on the air tonight. I mean, I can't say, I mean, God just keeps putting things of thanks in my heart. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, I want to thank everybody all out on the air. I mean, like the commercial says, if it's not mainstream, it's off PBS radio. What kind of radio show would thank everybody and not forget anybody? you know, like family at the Fellowship of Promise Center. I mean, everybody is there. What kind of show is a chance to do all that, you know, and still stay on the air, you know?
Right.
Think outside the box, just like Martha Basin says, think outside the box.
Oh, because of that Lisa thing, get out the box thing.
Get out the box.
Can I share?
The box too small. That's why they all uptight and mad because they in the box. Y'all got to break free, break loose.
Like a bunch of sardines, right?
Yeah, all uncomfortable.
You know, smelling like fish and all.
Trying to break through.
That's right.
That's why you got to tune into Tyrone Breakthrough. So y'all can break out, break through, and move forward.
The only way they could break out and break through and move forward, they got to do it with Jesus.
We would definitely like Brother Tyrone Jackson and Sister Lisa Christian to close out the show. It is almost 9:49 right here in the East Coast. It's probably about 6-something over in the West Coast, probably about 6:49 in the West Coast. But anyway, do you and Tyrone have any encouraging words for our listeners in the, those that are listening to the program? And, but by the way, thank you everybody to listen to the Big D Zone. And again, and Tyrone, thank you so much for, you know, taking over the Big D Zone. Great job.
You know what? Before I give the encouragement word, I just got to let this out because I've been saying this every day, all day, 5 days a week at work. And I got to say this right here, right now. I love my job. I love my job. Working with you people is such a thrill. Can you see the happiness on my face? Can you see the way that I feel? I love my job. Let me stop. I'm giving away my new poem, I Love My Job. Anyway, today's encouraging word is don't let the devil come in your house. And what I mean, ladies and gentlemen, not the house that you live in. I'm talking about the house is you. Don't let the devil come into your house because God already lives in your house. He already paid the bill. The rent is already paid. So you don't need the devil to come into your house because all he's going to do is to kill, steal, and to destroy. That's the only thing he's going to do. He's going to destroy your house. He's going to make it into a big mess, but that's only if you allow him in. It's just like when your parents tell you when they leave the house, you in charge, do not let no strangers come in the house, because if you let a stranger come in the house, it's going to be destruction. So don't let the devil come in your house because he's only out there to steal, kill, and to destroy. So I'm going to give you a little piece of this poem and I'm going to shut my flappers. Don't let the devil come in your house. What you have to do is kick his ugly behind out. All he's doing is bringing in a whole load of sin. Huh? What happened?
Oh, nothing. You finished? Cause I got an encouraging word, too. You finished?
No.
Oh, go ahead.
Sean.
I'm talking to you.
All right. I like messing with Lisa, ladies and gentlemen. But she just wants to make sure people know that she's a lady. Anyway, don't let the devil come in. All he's doing is bringing in a pack of sin. I don't remember the rest, but I guarantee you, trust in God, don't let the devil in, because all he's going to do is give you a whole bunch of mess. So don't let the devil in your house, y'all. Stay encouraged, be encouraged, and encourage others. Lisa.
Okay.
And we would like to say
to the people is to let y'all know that life is to be enjoyed. So live life to the fullest and always remember to not cheat yourself out of becoming the best person that you can be and always believe that you can achieve that you can make it no matter what it looks like, because it's not where you start, it's how you finish. And I just want to say to all, you know, I know y'all was talking about special ed, you have the special ed classes and stuff like that, and people were saying that you wouldn't be in anything, you can't make it because of your circumstance. I said, but your circumstance doesn't determine your future. He said, because even like with that, with special ed, it's just special education, but it's more of you have to teach people according to their level of understanding. It's not that they're stupid or dumb. It's just that you have to teach according to their understanding. Everybody's on a different level of understanding, so you have to regroup yourself and know how to teach that person the level to where they're at. So it's not that, so we don't need to call people dumb, stupid, nothing like that. I say because God didn't make no dummies. You know, it's just that your level of understanding, because even me as a self, sometimes when people teach, I don't understand it. And I ask them, can you teach another way? You know, it's just like when they teach in algebra, they want to teach it the hard way. I'm like, but it's always another easier way to teach it as to where I can understand it. Because I had a teacher that did it. It was two ways that he was able to teach it. But he said, well, I'm going to give you the hard way first. Nobody got the hard way. So he had to teach it the shorter way. So it's not that we were stupid or we didn't. It's just that we didn't understand his level of teaching. So he had to regroup himself and teach at the level where we understood what it was he was teaching, but we still got the same result at the end. Because if you did two problems, the hard problem, the hard way, and the easy way, the answer still came out the same. So it wasn't that we were stupid. It's just that we didn't understand his level of teaching. So he had to teach another way, which means we still got the same answer.
I'm sorry to apologize. I just come in that we're just about out of time. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Show. We're just having so much fun. Anyway, thank you for listening and tune in next week. We love you. Have a good night.
Good night.